It's 7 second delay on WFMU, starring toy magnate and funny man Andy Breckman. Congratulations, Andy.
Oh, hey, Ken, congratulations to you.
I heard that you had a very good Christmas season with your toy.
Yeah, I heard you got laid.
That's not true. No. You got bad information.
I had a great vacation. How was yours? What was the high point of your vacation? I know you had a nice party New Year's Eve.
The hurricane blizzard.
Is there such a well, did that really occur?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you? Were in Michigan?
We were up at the top near the upper peninsula of Michigan. And those tornadoes that were in Texas.
Yeah.
They came straight up to us and it turned into a blizzard. But it was crazy. It was like hurricane force wind blizzard.
So you want to talk about the weather? Fine.
Whatever. No, I actually wanted to talk about who tooted your board
fine.
Game.
No, I'll talk about the
no,
weather.
I, you were
how'd
bragging.
You feel today? A little chilly?
You were bragging before the show.
No. I'm on the weather.
I'm on who tooted.
I ain't bragging. I don't brag about who
it's
tooted.
It's sold out. The bottom line is...
Well, they had a few copies. They didn't... They had a bunch of copies and around the world. They didn't...
I understand they sold out of their initial print run of 100,000 games.
I think they came at least close to that.
Yeah, and you get a $10 royalty per game.
No, I don't get that.
That's $1 million.
I don't know if that's...
That pays for your new kitchen.
Ken, we were talking about the weather. So the high point of your vacation was some cumulus clouds moved in.
No, it was a hurricane blizzard. It was a blizzard with 80-mile-an-hour winds.
No, that's very exciting.
It was fun.
Very exciting.
Yeah. What was the highlight of yours, other than the $1 million in the
world? I was in Florida with my family.
Uh-huh.
And the highlight of mine, I guess, for about 2 minutes, I thought Ben Kingsley was there. Sir Ben Kingsley.
Why?
Was at the resort.
Uh-huh.
I looked across the cafeteria, and there was a guy who looked like Ben Kingsley.
Uh-huh. But you were mistaken.
It wasn't Ben Kingsley. But for those 2 minutes, hubba hubba. That's living, baby.
Hubba hubba.
You know, you just start fantasizing. I'm going to hang out with Ben Kingsley all week. I'm going to be pitching a movie.
No, hubba hubba is what you say when you play strip poker with Joey Heatherton.
Oh. Yeah, or
it's not.
Or if you see Academy Award winner Ben Kingsley. Ben Kingsley, Ken. Gandhi, Ken. Can you imagine?
Got it. Yeah, Gandhi.
No, tell me more about the weather. Tell me more how fast that breeze was blowing.
I'm past the weather. The snow was blowing straight up. Straight up for 4 hours.
Good. Hey, if you just tuned in, I envy you that.
So the phone number here is 201-209-9368, and we want to know the worst thing that happened to you over the holidays.
Yeah, worst single moment. Hey, but if you're tuning in late, this is a special service we're offering for this week only.
We're trying to be grown-up broadcasters.
Yeah, latecomers are welcome. If you're tuning in late, if you're just joining us, we have a special latecomers phone number. Is this the phone number? Can I give it out?
Yep.
This is only if you're joining us late, and we will fill you in. We will bring you up to speed. 201-209-0781. That's only for latecomers, late seaters. A lot of shows, they don't offer that. They don't extend that courtesy.
I know.
What if you tune in late? You have to either play catch up, you have to figure out from the context what's going on.
Other DJs don't care. I guess they don't care. They just assume erroneously that everybody hears the entire show beginning to end, which is not the case. People tune in throughout the entire show.
Yeah, it's an organic experience.
So if you missed the hilarious opening banter that Andy and I had, we will recap it for you if you give us a call at 201-209-0781. Or if you just want to tell us about the worst thing that happened to you over the holidays.
What was the worst thing that happened to you? I guess when the snow, which normally goes downward, was moving in a different direction.
No, that was a
And
good
you were watching it through the, you were watching it, what, through a big pane glass window?
Yes.
You're watching the snow shifting direction?
Yes.
Meanwhile, I was preparing to introduce myself to Sir Ben Kingsley.
But it turned out not to be Ben Kingsley.
That's true.
So whose story is worse? My story about the hurricane blizzard or your story about the non-Ben Kingsley?
For 2 minutes, I had it all, man. It all fell together. My whole life made sense. I'd rather have those 2 minutes and then be disappointed.
What were you going to say?
Just be staring out the window, telling my wife what direction the snow was moving at that moment.
So what were you going to say to Sir?
Honey, we're left to right at the moment. Wait. What was I going to say?
What were you going to say to Sir Ben?
I was going to talk about the Waldorf salad. That's where the guy, it turned out, the not Ben Kingsley, was hovering at. The Waldorf salad.
He was hovering over the Waldorf salad.
I was going to tell him how the Waldorf salad got its name.
All right, let's play act. I'm Ben Kingsley.
Yeah.
Hover, hover. Hover, hover, hover. Salad.
Mr. Kingsley.
Yes.
Andy Breckman, big fan. Yes, Andy Breckman. Yes, that Andy Breckman. Yes. I wrote the first draft of IQ.
Security.
Yes.
That's how it
went. Before I'm pulled away, sir, before I'm yanked away, you might be interested in how the Waldorf salad got its name.
And how is that?
Well, I don't know about the Waldorf part, but salad, it's kind of a mixture of greens and salad dressing. Salad, it is a salad. I don't know. I don't know the whole story.
And the etymology of the word?
I don't know, sir. Anyway, big fan.
Yeah, you're lucky it was not Ben Kingsley.
Yeah. You know, it did occur to me, sir, that as Gandhi, you could have gotten the drop on some of those bullies. Because they didn't expect you to fight back because you were Gandhi. You had the element of surprise going for you. That's what I was thinking when I saw the movie. Gandhi could have whooped their tush.
Okay, I'm going to add this to the recap.
Yeah.
Play acting.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're just tuning in and you...
With Ben.
You want to know what you missed. Hey, give us a call. We have a special latecomers hotline, 201-209-0781, and we'll fill you in. It must be very frustrating to be filling in and, it sounds like they were on a roll. It sounds like Andy and Ken really had some great shtick going.
What the heck?
I'm sorry I missed it.
Wait, what's going on here? Oh, okay, that's old. Okay.
Oh.
I got thrown off. I thought Nick was putting all these calls through, but there's no calls.
No, seriously. Let's put the first call through.
Seriously, no calls.
No, I stopped joking around. Hey, you're on the air. You love the show.
There's just nobody there. Nobody there.
I got a drone for Hanukkah.
Really? What kind?
The kind that gets stuck in trees.
Did you register it? Did it get stuck in a tree already?
Yeah, it did.
You lost it?
No, my son-in-law climbed up and got it.
Nice.
Tim, yeah. So that was another story. Kind of interesting. It has a low point. The drone got stuck in a tree. But then it has a happy ending. Kind of a positive, ends on a positive note.
I know you love happy endings.
I do love happy endings.
What kind of drone? Phantom? Get a DJI Phantom?
I don't know the brand name. It might have been one of these Chinese knockoff drones that just catch fire.
Quadricopter, though? Four little propellers?
Are there any other kind?
Yeah. Most of them are quadricopters.
They're really fun.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Okay, I will. They are fun.
You have to register it, you know.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Are you going to register all your drones?
I already did.
What is that law about? That's in case you bring down a Air Force One, they'll know who did it?
Yeah.
What that's about?
It's a good question.
What is it about, man?
Well, it's already illegal to fly them within 5 miles of an airport, so I don't think it's about that.
Well, if you fly it within 5 miles of an airport, they want to know whose it is, right?
No,
that's what it's about.
No, you're not allowed to. Yeah.
But if they find it, if they find it on the tarmac at JFK, they want to know who owns it, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's why you have to register.
But they can go so high. You can be 5 miles away from, you can be more than 5 miles away from an airport, and these things, you know, they really can go high. So they could, you know, interfere with a helicopter or a low-flying aircraft.
On your drones, when you hit the come home to me drone button, does it come home to you?
Only sometimes. Yeah, that was the hardest part about setting them up. So that's what happened. You hit come home, and it just went and got caught in a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I hit the go into that big tree button.
Hey, we have some calls.
Which call? On the latecomer hotline?
Nope, on the regular hotline.
Hey, if you're just tuning in late, we can recreate the show for you. We can tell you what you missed. We're at 201-209-0781. That's our latecomers special hotline.
But Sam in Jersey City, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm unfortunately not a latecomer. I've heard all of it.
I'm sorry about that. I can only apologize. What passes for entertainment at this station is a sad, 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 pathetic thing.
The Gandhi bit really killed. That was good.
Well, we worked a lot of that out in the clubs over the vacation.
Yeah.
I like when Andy thought there was a call, but there wasn't. That was totally great.
That's kind of a regular bit of ours.
Yeah.
We go there.
Sam, what was the worst thing that happened to you over the holidays?
The single worst moment.
Oh, the worst moment had to be when Andy's drone bombed my wedding party.
I don't think that really happened. But thanks for
that
calling.
Wasn't your drone?
He's making a joke.
I know he's being funny. And that's why we say thanks for calling. Say thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Sam.
Okay.
Hey.
So our latecomers hotline. If you've missed any of this, we'd love to fill you in. 201-209-0781.
Well, first there's a mystery caller who would like to speak with you, Andy.
A mystery caller that could only mean
hi,
one
mystery
thing.
Caller. You're on the air.
I'm Evan Bregman, and can you just fill me in on what's happening?
Well, Evan, you have to call. Wait, did you really miss the beginning of this, Evan?
Yeah.
Well, did he call the special latecomers hotline?
No, he did not.
Evan, I need you to hang up and call the latecomers hotline.
Hey, what's the number, honey? We couldn't get it when we heard it.
Oh, because I talked too fast?
Yeah.
No, it's because you talk too funny. Yeah, they're so busy laughing that they miss the phone number.
Or because Beth has just trained herself to tune out whenever I'm yapping.
It's all correct answers.
201-209-0781. That's the latecomers hotline.
Wait, 201-209-0781? I think I'm missing some numbers.
201-209-0781. Yeah.
Wait.
Those are all the numbers, darling.
209.
So now, why are you doing this? You really want them to hang up and then call right back on that?
Well, don't you want to know if that...
I swear to God. Am I getting this right? 201-209-0781?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Evan's eating his tortellini right now. He wants to know if he can call you back in 10 minutes.
Sure.
Sure, and then we'll tell them what he missed. That's
okay,
a new service.
At all.
No, you don't have to. You can listen, and we'll tell you what you...
No, because we have to really not... We have to be honest callers.
Yes, honey. Okay,
it's
I'll
true.
Talk to you soon. Enjoy your tortellini, Evan.
Okay, thanks. Bye,
bye,
guys.
Beth. Bye, Evan. Okay, so if you would like to tell us the worst thing that happened to you over the holidays, the phone number is 201-209-9368. But if you want a recap of the hilarious things that have happened...
In case you missed something.
...already in the first 15 minutes of the show, this, the first show of 2016...
What a great service we're offering.
Yeah, then you can
201-209-0781. That's our latecomers special hotline. We will fill you in. I'd love someone to call that just to confirm that the damn thing is working.
Yeah, I'm going to check that that's the right number.
Oh, for the love of crackers. Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah. What? How could it not be the right number? You just randomly came up with those digits? You're hoping it's the right number?
Oh, man, I've forgotten what the magic number is to get... Ah, jeez, I'm out of practice. Oh, well.
Okay, Ken.
Yeah.
Should we talk about the weather for a little bit?
No, I'm done. Done
with
the weather.
Wait, is that our phone number?
Yeah.
But how do you explain that no one's calling?
That we're doing a bad show? We're not...
But these people, these latecomers, the people joining us now...
We're not
joining us in progress. They don't know we're doing a bad show.
That's true.
Why aren't they calling? If you're just joining us,
here we
go. If you want to know what you missed, 201-209-0781.
You've called the recap line. Are you calling for a recap?
Yes, I am.
All right. What's your name?
My name's Henry.
Okay. Henry, how much of the show did you miss?
I actually got in at 6:09, just as you were talking about putting drones into the tree.
Okay, so. We started off talking about who tooted.
No, we started off talking about your vacation, the weather.
Fine. I think the record will show differently, but fine.
Don't check the record, and we'll be fine.
Okay.
Well, now we have to add that to our recap.
Blizzard.
Hold on.
Hurricane blizzard.
Right, and you were so excited you were in a blizzard.
Right, hurricane blizzard.
And then you congratulated me. My toy sold moderately well.
100,000 copies worldwide. Andy's toy, Who Tooted? It sold out.
Well, that's true. Well,
and then Andy told this hilarious story about thinking he saw Ben Kingsley at the Waldorf in Florida.
At the resort, at the buffet table.
And then we play acted. Where I pretended to be Ben Kingsley.
No, you pretended to be the guy who looked like Ben Kingsley.
Yeah, that's true.
And that was pretty strong stuff.
And I called security on Andy.
That was pretty strong. Yeah, very funny. Henry, we're sorry you missed that.
Then Andy talked about his drone that he got.
Got a drone for Hanukkah. Yeah, got stuck in a tree. And then Ken asked me some technical questions about the drone.
Right.
The make of the drone.
Quadricopter.
The model of the drone.
Licensing.
We talked about licensing it. Ken didn't know why drones had to be licensed.
Registration.
Yeah. And then what did we do?
And then Sam called and pretended that you had bombed his wedding with a drone.
Right. And
then your son Evan
cut him short.
And your son Evan called.
And then
but he called the wrong line.
For reasons I still in hindsight maybe don't get, I told him to hang up and call back later.
Yeah.
Didn't quite make sense.
Okay, Henry, you've been brought up to speed.
Great. Now I can just listen to the radio.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right,
Now you don't have to kick yourself if you missed part of the show We will bring you up to speed. Here's our latecomer special hotline, 201-209-0781.
And but Andy,
if you want to call and just talk about the low point of your vacation, the worst single moment, our regular number, 201-209-9368.
And somebody else is calling for a recap. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
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 Hi, how much did you miss?
Everything.
Wait, you mean you're just joining us now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's your name?
Amy.
Hi, Amy. Well, you missed, I would say, Ken, tell me if you agree, you missed a moderately disappointing first 20 minutes, right? There weren't a lot of highlights, but we'll review the few that there were. Would you agree, Ken?
We started talking about the $1 million revenue that Andy made on his first board game, Hootootie.
Ken is already embellishing that. We didn't go there. Ken was very excited about the storm he witnessed during the break.
Okay.
It was a hurricane blizzard.
And I teased him good-naturedly, but it was kind of cuttingly about how boring that story was.
But then Andy topped it with an even more boring story about how he thought he saw Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley, Gandhi, two-time Academy Award
but
winner.
But it wasn't him.
That's true. Yes, that's true, Ken. It turned out not to be him, but still, Ben Kingsley.
And at one point, I asked Andy who really had the more boring story, him with his fake Ben Kingsley or me with my hurricane blizzard. And then we did play acting where I pretended to be a guy. I pretended to
Fantastic.
Be a guy who looked like Ben Kingsley.
Yeah.
And I was at the salad bar.
Why don't you pretend to be a guy who is interesting? And then a guy named Sam called.
No, I was pretending to be a guy who looked like Ben Kingsley.
Why don't you pretend to be a DJ?
At the salad bar.
Why don't you pretend to be a DJ that has some engaging...
I'm trying to tell Amy what really happened.
Okay.
And Andy walked up
and then Evan
said,
called.
Mr. Kingsley, big fan. I wonder if you're curious about the etymology of the Waldorf salad.
And then we talked about drones, right?
Yeah, we talked about drones and quadricopters and how...
As you can imagine, Ken's an expert on droning. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen? Am I right? And then
we talked about the government needing everybody to register their drone because tyranny. And then Sam, I
wondered why they needed to be registered, and Ken didn't quite have an answer for that. And then Sam called,
they're
and
trying
then
to take away our liberty.
My
I
son
think.
Evan called. Then my wife couldn't quite get the her head wrapped around the 10 digits of our phone number.
And then we did a recap for Henry.
Yeah, and now we're doing a recap for Amy. Thanks, honey. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye, Amy.
Bye. Hey, if you're just tuning in and you want a recap, we're at 201-209-0781. If you want to talk about the low point, the worst moment of your holiday vacation, give us a call on our regular number, 201-209-9368.
We have more people calling in for recaps, Andy.
Oh, people joining us late.
You've called the recap line. You're on the air.
Well, I got a new story for you.
Oh, wait. That's a different line,
That's a different number. That's 201.
Did I call the wrong number?
Yes. The new story line, which we're very anxious to hear,
okay.
Be kind of refreshing, is 201-209-9368. Talk to you soon, I hope.
9368.
Yeah, and you'll talk to Nick the Bard, a tough but fair call screener. Here on the recap line, there's no call screening at all.
We're at 201-209-0781. Hey, strategically, smart move to tell people that, by the way.
Yeah. Recap line, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi,
Hello.
Evan.
Wait, is this still?
Yeah.
Hey, Evan, how are you? How are you?
Good.
Evan, did you miss the whole show so far?
Yes.
Well, it hasn't been one of Daddy's best shows. You know how Uncle Ken is kind of a buzzkill?
Yeah.
Like when Daddy says something funny, Uncle Ken tries to top it.
One.
What?
You're
and
the
I
one.
You're the buzzkill.
You're the buzzkill, Dad.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Well, Evan, we started off talking about the runaway success of your dad's first board game, Hootootie.
And just when I was getting a little steam up on that story, just when I was getting a little traction, Evan, Ken wanted to talk about, get this, how much it snowed in Michigan.
Evan, you want to know how it snowed? It snowed going up. The snow was blowing up.
Why?
That's how crazy it was, because it was 80-mile-an-hour winds, and we were on top of a hill, and the snow was blowing straight up.
Wow.
Well, what Ken's not telling you is the snow was falling down. Ken was on the floor half drunk, his head cocked at a very strange angle.
Don't drink.
It looked like the snow was falling
up. No, I don't drink
anymore.
Are you
saying you're not drunk now?
I'm not drunk.
Okay, and then... Oh, Andy, your dad.
Dad, are you drunk?
I am not drunk. I don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
I get high on...
On what?
What? Wait, what was
weather stories.
On ayahuasca?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
well, Evan, then after that, your dad told that really great story. I'm sure you've heard it like 10 or 11 times already about how he thought he saw a famous actor named Ben Kingsley at the salad bar at the hotel in Florida. Do you remember that? Has he told you that story yet?
I don't think I did.
Yeah.
Both the actor wasn't there, and there's no salad bar.
Well, there was a salad bar, but...
No, there's not.
Well, Evan, you didn't go near the salad bar, but there was a salad bar.
I believe Evan.
It wasn't near the pizza bar, so Evan didn't know about it. And then we talked about the drone and how the drone got stuck in the tree.
Oh, yeah, and how Tim got it.
Oh, wait, no, you're missing the play acting.
Oh, and then Uncle Ken...
I pretended to be a guy who looked like the famous actor Ben Kingsley, and your dad pretended to be an annoying, balding Jew who walked up to the guy at the salad bar.
It was pretty sad.
Yeah, it was very sad.
And then we did a recap for. Then Sam called.
Sam called, and
then
made
you
called.
Then you called, and mid tortellini and
tortellini.
Tortellini, yeah. Right. Then Henry called. We did a recap for him.
We did a recap for Amy,
and then we did a recap for you, Evan. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
Up to speed, Evan.
Okay, we're at 201-209-9368. If you want to talk about your holiday, the low point of your holiday vacation. If you're tuning in late and you want to recap.
What was the low point of your holiday vacation?
I guess when that drone did
losing
not,
the drone. I very guess upsetting. Losing the drone. Yeah, no.
Have you been there, my friend?
It's tough. I have.
You know, it was fun, though. The drone was broadcasting. As you know, you can record video of the drone.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw the drone crashing into the tree.
Cool. I lost my drone. It just went up and up and up, and the wind just took it away. And a farmer 6 miles away found it and returned it.
Did you put your name on it?
Nope.
How did he know where to call?
We put an ad on Craigslist, and his daughter saw the ad.
Now that's a story.
Yeah.
There you go. You stumbled accidentally onto an interesting story. It's like putting all the pool balls in motion. One of them's bound to go in.
Hey, somebody's calling our recap line.
Well, hold on. Wait, I got to put your drone story down. You finally had a drone story. You scored.
No, I don't have a drone.
Recap,
oh, you heard that?
Recap.
Oh, I do have a drone, but it's not the story.
Hey, when did you tune in, sir? We'd like to recap the show, tell you what you missed.
Oh, I called the recap line already.
Oh.
I got recapped earlier, so.
Is this Henry?
You're not. No, it's Kimrick.
Kimrick.
Yes.
All right, Kimrick.
I'm completely confused.
Me too.
I don't have him on my list.
That's all right. I'm confused, too.
Well, Kimrick, you've called the recap line, but you've already received a recap.
No. This is the other line you told me to call.
I see.
No.
Okay.
This is the 9368.
I think there's some cross.
Different too.
Okay. Well, Kimrick, tell us what the low point of your holidays were.
We were towing a trailer with a vehicle on it for a parade down to Los Angeles.
Wait! What parade? You were going to be in a parade?
Yes, we're going to be in a Krampus parade.
Wow.
I don't know what that is.
Krampus.
Yes.
You know the Hollywood movie Krampus?
No.
No, that thing's a lame Krampus.
Santa's satanic helper?
Exactly.
What the hell are you talking about?
Jesus.
There's a little B movie that gets its own parade?
No, this existed before the parade. This existed before the crap movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a tradition in L.A.
Yeah, it's done by one of the old guys from the Cacophony Society.
And how many vehicles are in this parade?
There was just this one. It's an old, it's a steam car that I built.
And what is the theme of the parade? What's the theme of it?
Santa's satanic helper, Krampus.
Exactly, driving a steam-powered car.
What's the theme of the parade?
Krampus! Santa's satanic helper.
Hold on,
yeah, St. Nicholas is in the back of the steam car.
Note to myself, do not
move to California. Pointing at people and telling Krampus to attack them because they've been naughty.
No, Krampus is all over the world.
Yeah,
really, really got to start in Europe.
And I can't sell who
Tootie. You're Mr. Hollywood. You should know that there was a Krampus movie.
Yeah, but it's a bad movie.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so you're on your way to one of these parades.
Yeah, so we're towing the steam car, the trailer.
Yeah.
And we hit a bump, and I look back in the rearview mirror, and I see all these sparks and everything. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
So I slow down and pull over. And the steam car on the trailer passes us on the freeway.
Oh, that's not good. The car you're towing is passing you.
It passes us.
Oh, that can't be good. But how do you stop such a thing? How do you?
There's not really anything you can do. You're just sort of watching your life take off ahead of you down the freeway.
And do you give chase?
Well, so I pulled in behind it and put on the four ways because this is like in heavy traffic.
Dear God.
Yeah.
And was it weaving in and out of lanes?
No, it actually amazingly stayed in its lane, but the tongue of the trailer is hitting the ground, so there's just like this trail of sparks. And we end up following it for about a quarter of a mile, and it completely comes to a stop. And so my passenger jumps out to try and drag it off the freeway, but the tongue was like red hot, so it burned his hand.
Ooh.
And so we both go out and wrestle the thing off the freeway. And I think we lost some bits of metal because it gave a few other people flat tires.
Did any of the Krampuses get hurt?
No, no. Amazingly, no Krampuses were injured. And well, one got slightly burned.
Did you make it to the parade?
Yeah, we actually made it. It was stressful. I didn't really sleep well that night. I just kept watching, now, seeing that going through in my head.
Whose mistake was it?
All the worst ways that could have rolled out, and amazingly,
So somebody did not
destroy.
Somebody did not secure that latch correctly.
We were in a big ass hurry, and there's a little linchpin, and I'm guessing I didn't get it on there quite right.
I'm just relieved I'm not being blamed for
this. It's always the linchpin.
Yeah, the linchpin.
All right,
yeah.
Kimrick, thanks for that story.
All right, no, it was epic.
Yeah, we will recap it for anybody who missed
it. Oh, yeah, recap it endlessly.
We will.
That's such a good story. I think I'm going to adopt it as my own.
Okay.
I'm going to tell people that happened to me.
During the recaps?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good story.
You have to become...
When you hear a good story...
But you have to become conversant in Krampus. Otherwise, you're going to sound like you don't know what you're talking about.
He's the evil elf or something.
No, he's Santa's satanic helper. He's a helper. And he has a long red tongue, and he steals children. He puts them in his bag, and he...
So who...
And he hits them with a switch. He's always hitting the
kids
with a
switch. So who celebrates this thing? This is just sad people that self-hating...
No, it goes back hundreds of years. It's a real thing.
Telling me you did not originate this.
I did not. Nope. It's a real thing.
Goes your back, fingerprints all over.
Goes back centuries. All over Europe has different names. Black Peter is one of them.
Black Peter. Well, that's a name I've heard.
Oh, okay.
The Grateful Dead has a song.
Ah, well, that's a Krampus. Black Peter is a Krampus.
I didn't know.
Of course, now you and your Hollywood buddies have ruined Krampus for everybody.
Because of the movie?
Yeah. See, here's Krampus. There he is. See?
Is that... Oh, it's and he real. Steals children?
Yep. It's a real thing.
How delightful.
See?
All Wait, do you think that's where the word cramps come from?
No. See?
Oh, yeah. Lots of images
of him. Historic pictures of Krampus. He always has a switch.
So if there's a Krampus parade, that's what people are dressed as?
Yeah. As demons.
You know, I was on my way to a Krampus parade in L.A. Just last week.
Why? You don't say.
Yeah, I was pulling a trailer, pulling my float.
Oh, I want to hear the story, but somebody's calling for a recap.
It's a hell of a story.
Recap line, you're on the air.
I need a recap. Other than the Krampus story, I was there for that.
Okay, so you heard everything. I'm sorry, you missed everything up to Krampus.
Yes.
Exactly. I heard about some trailer and hot...
Well, the show started about 35 minutes ago with Andy bragging about all the money he made from his new board game, Who Tooted,
and
sold
then
100,000.
Wait, people bought that?
It sold out.
It sold out, but that wasn't the number, but it's
doing
well.
Oh, okay, it was 90,000.
It's doing well enough.
Andy got $10 royalty per game.
You know, by the standards of this staff here at WFMU, I'm a huge success.
You do the math.
Yeah, anyone that has a W-2 form at the end of the year is a star here at FMU, is an outlier. Okay, then Ken actually had a story. He tried to top me with his story. Apparently there was some snow up in northern Michigan.
The tornadoes.
He saw snow.
The tornadoes from Texas came up to Michigan.
It was apparently there was quite a breeze up
there. And we had 80-mile-an-hour winds.
I had
tornadoes and snow.
That's kind of what we had. Upward blowing snow. The snow was blowing straight up.
And then we somehow got onto Ben Kingsley. I saw a guy that looked like Ben Kingsley.
Yeah, Andy got all excited because he saw a guy who looked like Ben Kingsley.
And Andy
concocted this plan whereby he was going to go up and start babbling about salad to this guy. That was his plan. And unfortunately, the plan went awry, and we acted it out.
And then we talked a little bit about drones, which is a subject.
Ken likes drones, right?
Ken likes droning.
Well, now Andy likes
droning, ladies and gentlemen.
Andy likes drones too now.
I do. Although
he went on and on and on about the federal.
I had a challenging moment. My drone got stuck in a tree, and then we talked about the new law.
The federal government.
Have you registered your drone?
Well, we talked about that. Andy's against it.
Andy's against it because
of tyranny.
Yeah.
And old tyranny. Yep.
I used to be against tyranny. Now I'm for tyranny. I changed my mind on tyranny. I've reappraised my opinion.
And then listener Sam called and claimed jokingly that Andy's drone bombed his wedding.
And then Evan called. My son called briefly. Then Henry called for a recap. Then Amy called for a recap. Right. Evan called back and got a full recap.
Evan denied the salad bar story, the Ben Kingsley salad bar story.
I hadn't shared that with him.
But he was there. I would think he would remember.
In fact, make up stories.
Evan denied that there.
Sound cool.
Maybe I have enough interesting things happen that I don't tell my kids everything that
happens.
No,
it's interesting that Andy's son not only denied that there was a guy who looked like Ben Kingsley, but denied that there was a salad bar.
Has he retold the Madonna story yet?
Not yet.
No. I haven't told that. And then.
Then I accidentally told an interesting story about a year ago when I lost my drone and it flew 6 miles away. And a farmer found it, and due to an ad we put on Craigslist, he returned it to me.
Did you offer a reward?
We did, but he wouldn't accept the reward.
Gotta love them farmers.
Yep.
Nice guy.
And then you're pretty much up to speed.
That's right.
He came in just to
hear.
Yep. I'm up to speed. Okay. I guess I'll go now, unless you want me to tell your story.
Yeah. No. Well, you can call the other line.
Okay.
Let me recap. Hold on. If you have an original, fresh story to tell about your vacation, that line is 201-209-9368. If you're tuning in late, if you want us to recap the show, tell you what you missed, bring you up to speed, I think public service, we're offering that opportunity on a separate line, 201-209-0781.
The recap line. Most radio programs don't have one.
Yeah. You're on your own.
They don't care.
They throw you in the deep end. Oh, you missed something? Tough luck. Tough beans. How's that recap line working for us?
It's going great. Seems very popular. More popular than the regular line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you allowed legally to use the word popular here at FMU?
Yes, we are.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, unironically?
Yeah.
Don't you have to put quotes around it?
Nope.
Reminds me of last week's Krampus parade.
Yeah.
I was on my way. I was driving with the family to L.A.
Uh-huh.
We do it every year. It's an annual thing.
Right.
I dress up as Black Peter. It's another name for Krampus.
Uh-huh.
Had the float behind me. And
A steam car?
Yeah, steam car. I was pulling it, Route 80, heading west.
Uh-huh.
I guess I was in a big ass rush or something. I didn't complete the linchpin process.
Why? What happened?
So I'm driving around. I'm driving down Route 80. I'm doing 55, 56, 57 miles an hour. Not a care in the world. Got Jackson Brown on the stereo.
Running on empty?
He's running on empty. He's taking it easy.
Doctor my eyes.
Guess what vehicle passes me in the other lane?
Another Krampus parade?
I wish, my friend, my Krampus float.
Oh no.
Passing me. It came loose.
Oh man.
We were on some hill, going down some hill, and the thing started speeding away from me. Chased it for 35 miles.
Did any of the Krampuses get hurt?
No, we did fine. Gave a dozen other cars flat tires.
How many,
I don't care. I don't care about them.
How many Krampuses?
I'm not related to them. They don't know me. I don't know. What do I owe them?
Nothing.
Nothing.
You owe them nothing. How many Krampuses were you towing?
Krampus floats?
No, Krampuses. How many Krampuses?
How many Krampuses were in the float?
How many Black Peters?
I don't understand that. I don't understand the question.
Okay. You had a steam car. You're towing a steam car.
Yes.
Was there one person dressed up as Black Peter on the steam car?
Were there Were there people in the car he was towing?
I would assume so.
Wait, so it wasn't an unmanned car that got loose? So what's the big deal?
Well, that's the point of the parade.
No, but you mean there was somebody in the car, the loose cannon
car
that was steering it?
No, it has no power of its own. It has no brakes of its own. It's completely dependent.
Dude, he was going down the highway, across the interstate, cross country, with people behind him in the trailer?
I'm assuming
in the float? No.
At some point, the...
That was an unmanned vehicle that got loose.
I don't think so. At some point, the Krampuses have to get onto the steam car.
But they don't get... They get on before the parade at the parade site.
I'd like to tow my Krampuses to the parade.
You don't tow people. You don't tow your friends, your fellow Krampuses behind you. What if you want to chat about your favorite Jackson Browne concert that
you saw? That's the pussy way of pulling Krampuses.
Why do you chat with people? What if they want to stop at that Cracker Barrel that's coming up? How do they communicate to you?
They go up to the front and they knock on the back of the
window. No, they're on the trailer. They're on the other vehicle.
The trailer's right behind you. They just go up front and they like knock on the back window.
And they give the international symbol for Cracker Barrel?
They say, hey, Cracker Barrel, next exit.
He did not have his friends in the vehicle behind him.
I think he did.
That was an unmanned vehicle.
You're out
of your mind. I wish you could hear yourself sometime. I have a good mind to just walk out right now.
Right.
That would be great.
We had a big Krampus argument.
I'd love to. I wish I had the guts to just walk out right now. And then you'd have to explain why I was upset.
If you would like a recap.
Forget it.
What?
I don't want to recap this crap anymore. This is over.
You were looking forward to this so much. This is what you wanted to do. You wanted to do a show where we did nothing but recap. It'll be hilarious.
I believe I said hilarious, which is two steps above hilarious. Okay, we do have a special hotline, a special phone number for latecomers, for people that are joining us late that want to be brought up to speed. We're at 201-209-0781. If you missed any of the show.
The recap line.
The recap hotline.
Yes.
If you want to talk about the low point, the worst moment of your vacation, maybe opening a bad gift, maybe saying something inappropriate at dinner, We're at 201-209-9368.
Sounds like you said something inappropriate at dinner.
I can't remember a dinner where I didn't say anything inappropriate.
Yeah.
It's kind of my trademark move.
How do you like to embarrass your kids?
How do you like to embarrass your kids?
Well, my kids are grown, so I don't. They're kind of embarrassed proof now.
No one's calling.
No, somebody's calling the recap line.
Oh, well, we'll bring them up to speed.
Recap line, you're on the air.
Hi there. I haven't heard any of the show.
Oh, wait, right. You're just joining us now?
Just for a minute.
I know. On any other show, you'd have to hit the archives later to catch up, or you'd have to just wonder what you missed or find a friend that heard it.
I mean, it's 2/3 of the show already gone.
Exactly, but we can bring you up to speed. I would say, overall, you didn't miss much. Would you agree, Ken?
Well, he missed a bunch of recaps.
It's a very, very, very average show at best. So don't kick yourself.
That's good.
We began...
How many wills to live have been lost?
I was just getting there.
He lost it once, but he bounced right back.
You know what saved
you?
You know what saved me? You, sir. You saved this show. Isn't that pathetic? That's what we're down to. So we began. Ken had some boring story about the weather. Apparently, there was quite a bit of snow up in Michigan.
Snow with high winds.
If it wasn't for me, sir, that you'd have 1 hour of that. Ken describing the wind changing.
Andy talked about his collateralized debt options, that he's bundling all of the money he made from his board game, Who Tooted, into tranches and selling it off to investors.
Who Tooted is doing okay,
Runaway Hit, sold out.
Well, it's doing okay. Runaway Hit only by the standards of WFMU. Then... we talked about the drone I received for Hanukkah.
No. Andy had this really, really puzzling story. He was in a hotel lobby in Florida, and you're not going to believe this. He thought he saw Ben Kingsley, only it wasn't really.
Ben Kingsley, Academy Award winning Sir Ben Kingsley to you, Ken. It turned out not to be Ben Kingsley, but still, it's not a terrible story.
And you're not going to believe this. This guy was at the salad bar.
Huh.
Yeah. And that's okay. That was wasn't the best story.
So
wait.
Who was it really?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question.
Just some guy.
It wasn't Ben Kingsley if you didn't identify him positively as someone else.
That's absolutely true. I'm going to say it was Ben Kingsley. I never proved one way or the other who it was.
All right.
Darn it.
Ben Kingsley.
I'm just changing that story.
All right, I'm writing down.
Retroactively.
Ben Kingsley revisionism.
Yeah, revising that story.
After the Krampus argument. Okay.
And then we got into gear. We started talking about our holidays. A guy named Sam called, tried to be funny. Tried to photobomb our show, right, Ken?
Yep.
My son called. He was eating tortellini. Then he couldn't talk. Guy named Henry called. We recapped the show for him. Woman named Amy called. Recapped the show for her. Guy named Evan called. Oh, I'm sorry. My son Evan called.
A guy named Evan called.
A guy named Evan.
Who happens to be...
A little 9-year-old guy that lives with me.
Who happens to be Andy's son. Evan. Yeah. Incidentally, Evan denied the salad bar story. Evan denied that the entire trip to Florida. So
well,
Brooklyn family did not go to Florida.
Well, I have to go to the credibility of this witness. Evan also denied that there was a salad at the salad bar. Give me that. Okay. Then, Ken told a drone story about a drone that got away from him and a farmer found it.
Yep.
Kind of an interesting story.
And then the most amazing story.
I remembered something that happened to me that I don't know how I forgot it earlier. Get this, caller. I'm on my way to a Krampus parade. I'm towing a Krampus vehicle, a steam vehicle. What is it? What was it, Ken?
It was a steam car full of Black Peters.
Steam car. Yeah, I had 8 friends jammed back there. They were all dressed as Black Peter. I'm going to a Krampus parade.
They're banging on the back window asking to go to Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, we were having quite a road trip. And then get this. I'm driving west. I'm on Route 80. Guess what vehicle passes me in the other lane?
Who's that?
My own float. The car that I'm towing passes me. I didn't latch it correctly or something, and it came loose, and it passed me. I chased it for 110 miles on Route 80. It was out of control, unmanned, unpowered, just rolling downhill.
And the tongue of the steam car was rubbing against the pavement. It got red hot from the friction.
I left
pieces of molten metal all over Route 80. All these other cars got flats. There were accidents.
This chase continued until it went flying off around Mount Rushmore, North Dakota. And that was that story. That was my vacation.
And then Andy and I had an argument.
And then Ken wanted to talk about which way the snow was falling again.
Well, I think we argued about the best way to tow a bunch of Krampuses to the Krampus parade, whether you want them sitting in your car with you.
Yeah. And then caller, what is your name?
This is David.
David, and then you called. And that's what you missed.
No, you missed the Ben Kingsley revisionism.
No, that happened on his watch. That happened on David's watch.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, and then we had that argument about David. And what David heard or not.
No, that also happened on David's watch. You don't have to bring David up to speed.
I don't think so. It's not the same David. David's watch. Okay.
All right.
Making a note of David's
watch. Thank you very much, David. Glad to bring you up to speed.
All right. We have...
Hey, if you're a latecomer and you want to be brought up to speed, you want to know what you missed, call us on our special latecomer hotline, 201-209-0781.
But we have somebody calling with a story about the worst thing that happened to him over the holidays.
Oh, they called our regular on-air number, 201-209-9368.
That's right, Andy. Hi, you're on the air. Oh, well.
Wait, you give up on him?
Recap line.
No.
You're on the air.
Have mercy. Have mercy, Ken. I can't recap again. Have mercy.
I just got home.
Have mercy.
I can do this recap.
Dear God in heaven.
You don't have to say a word.
Enough. Gnug. Dayenu.
Gnug?
Gnug. Enough.
Jesus.
It's Yiddish.
Dayenu. I thought Dayenu was enough. All right. What's
your name? Now we have to add that to the day.
Name's Greg.
Okay, Greg. Here's what you missed.
Well, no. First you ask how much Greg missed.
What did you miss, Greg?
When did you tune in?
I just walked in the door, and I heard I had a chance of getting a recap. I was excited.
All right. Here's what happened. Andy started off the show bragging about how much money he made from his board game, Who Tooted. It's a fart-based poker bluffing board game. And Goliath Toys sold 90,000 copies of it, sold out. literally sold out worldwide. Andy was just crowing about that. He was completely insufferable. I mentioned that I was in a hurricane blizzard. And then Andy told this incredible story about being at a salad bar in Florida and seeing somebody who he thought was Ben Kingsley, but in fact was not Ben Kingsley.
But then in fact was.
And then we did a little play acting where I pretended to be a guy who looked like Ben Kingsley but was not.
But then in fact was.
And Andy pretended to be Andy Breckman. It was.
But then in fact was still was, Andy Breckman.
Right. And then Andy told the story about the drone that he got for Christmas or Hanukkah and how he resented having to register with the federal government because tyranny. And then he told about how exciting it was to watch the video from the drone as it crashed in a tree. Listener Sam called up and photobombed the show related to the drone and the wedding. And then Andy's son Evan called while eating tortellini. And then Andy's wife Beth got on the line, and Andy gave Beth a different phone number to call back because he refused to talk to her at that moment. He insisted that she hang up and call back a different line.
Can I go home?
And then then listener Henry called. We gave him a recap. Listener Amy called. We gave her a recap. Listener Evan, who also happens to be Andy's son, called.
Same guy. Okay.
He
same
denied guy. Denied the Ben Kingsley story, said there was no salad bar, that there was no family Breckman trip to Florida.
He denied there was a salad bar. So that's the witness you're quoting.
In fact, Evan said that Andy disappeared for 10 days over the holidays. They never found out where.
I was on my way to the Krampus Parade in L.A. More on that later.
Then I told the story about the drone I got a year ago, which was found 6 miles away by a farmer who returned it, seeing a wanted ad on Craigslist. And then Andy had this incredible story about towing a whole bunch of Krampuses down Route 80, and the Krampus float got away from him, got in front of the car, left chaos in its wake, and then Andy and I had an argument about how best to bring a bunch of Krampuses to the Krampus parade, whether you want them in the car with you or whether you want them on the steam car
this
behind you.
This was a bad show. This was a bad. It's like recurring nightmare all in 1 hour.
At that point, Andy decided that the guy who looked like Ben Kingsley probably really was Ben Kingsley. We argued about David's watch. We had a little Yiddish discussion about the meaning of Geneg and Dayenu.
Geneg. And then Greg called.
And then Greg called.
And that's you.
Got back from the gym, if that adds to the story.
Yeah, that. Greg called. Greg got back from the gym.
Oh, what body part did you work out today?
Mostly my legs and then a little bit for my back.
Leg workout, legs and back. All right, good.
Good that you have your priorities straight.
All right.
Great recap, Ken. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Greg. Happy New Year to you, too.
Okay, if you're joining us late, we do have a recap line, 201-209-0781.
Should I answer the regular line or the recap line?
We have calls. Well, why don't we get some regular callers?
Oh, don't you don't.
Why
you don't
kind of add
you don't
to the
like
real
giving recaps.
Why don't we add to the real show?
Fine.
I'll tell you why I prefer that.
Why?
If I have to hear the recap again, I believe I'm going to send this Bic pen through your jugular, Joe Pesci style.
Was that in Casino?
I believe that might have been in Goodfellas.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, it's Brian here.
Hey, Brian.
First time, long time or something.
Thanks, Brian. That means the world to us.
First of all, happy anniversary.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Well, whose anniversary?
It was our anniversary. Last fall, our 25th anniversary, we forgot about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
I remembered.
Does that mean we're so in love that we forget about these milestones, or does it mean that we are so out of love, we've run out of steam, that we can't bear to think about these milestones?
I think we're perfect for each other. We couldn't care less about these milestones.
Brian, did you have a good holiday? Was there one moment in particular that didn't work for you?
Well, my holidays are always a collection of moments that don't work for me. But I did have a moment that I kind of sort of ruined a friend of mine's holiday with a celebrity sighting and celebrity involvement.
Ooh.
Well, this is already a great story.
Ben Kingsley?
Story has something for everyone.
Close, though.
Joey Heatherton. Please say Joey Heatherton. Please have it.
No,
Joey
it's not Joey Heatherton.
Okay.
No. We may need to do another recap if this story doesn't work.
Go ahead.
But here's the thing. A friend of mine worked for a charity. I'm not going to mention the name of the charity because I think it would be a little weird. And he had this event around the holidays, you know, giving time, end of the year, tax deduction, whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And so we all were invited. He invited a bunch of friends. We all showed up at this thing. It was a fancy thing at some restaurant in the city.
He'll be getting to the celebrity very soon.
What's that?
I'm just telling Ken that you'll be getting to mentioning the celebrity name very soon.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I'm going to say it right now.
It's happening very soon. Here it comes, Ken.
The author Frank McCourt.
Frank McCourt.
Frank McCourt, yeah.
Frank McCourt.
Yeah.
McCourt, Frank, oh, McCourt. Okay.
He's like a travel writer, right?
And the model and wife of David Bowie, Iman.
Iman?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're not David Bowie. They're not Ben Kingsley, but they're fine celebrities.
Iman Bowie is way better than Ben Kingsley.
You've never seen Ben Kingsley eat a Waldorf salad. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And there was a salad bar.
You had Frank McCourt and you had Iman Bowie.
Yes.
Former Mrs. Bowie.
That's her name. I don't know if that's her. Is that her legal name? Or is it just Iman?
We don't know.
I'm not even sure Frank McCourt's his legal name. All right, go ahead.
That's probably true. Yeah. Anyway, so there were two things that I did, and I inadvertently offended both guests at this thing.
Cool.
Thereby ruining my friend's holiday.
I'm so sorry. What did you do, sir?
Well, the first thing I did was I was standing near the wall of this restaurant that the thing was in, and I had my back to what I thought was the wall, and against the wall were these curtains. They felt like silk. They were very smooth curtains, and I'm socially awkward, so I was leaning against the wall and trying to stay far away from the crowd as I could.
Silk.
And I was leaning, I thought, against the wall and sort of brushing up against these curtains.
Here it comes, Cam.
I'm brushing up against the curtains, and my hands are brushing up against the curtains.
Building up to something. Hang on. Right? He's leaning against the curtain. Go ahead.
Right. And so I'm moving around, and then all of a sudden I felt like, you know, my hands are touching this, what I thought was the curtain, and I'm thinking, well, the curtain feels a little weird. There's something not right about the curtain.
It's Iman's butt.
Correct.
Exactly, ladies and gentlemen. How could it be anything else? It's Iman's butt. Whenever you're at a party, you're in a social situation and you feel something a little unusual, 9 out of 10 times, it's Iman's butt.
Boy.
Iman's butt. Right,
boy, are you
right.
Lucky David Bowie wasn't there.
Yeah.
Well, I know. He would have killed me, I think.
Yeah.
Probably, right?
Yeah. And then you date rape Frank McCord's sister.
And then a bit later, after my friend sort of was standing there with Iman and saw this happening immediately tried to, you know, pawn it off.
We don't have to say anything.
Running out of time. Anyway, then Frank McCourt's there.
Frank.
Yeah.
Right? And I mean, and he's
you don't have to say
signing
you.
Yeah.
He
copies
can't,
of his
can't
book,
hear us anymore.
We can't.
No.
Which is a mediocre book, by the way.
Yeah.
This is WFMU East Orange.
We
read that book?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I read it.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, sure.
Is that a recap line?
Anyway,
is that a call
copies
recap
of the
line?
Book, and somebody asks him
and this is WMFU,
to put a personal note on the book.
If you're tuning in late, give us a call.
I was next in line. Said,
on the recap line, 201-209-0781. We have time for one last 30-second recap.
And we're online at WFMU.org.
Despite the fact that I think he had to donate something like
he had to donate that? And in Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
He refused to personalize the autograph, so I made it.
Oh, man, the nerve.
Yeah.
Along the lines of
Iman's butt.
Stay tuned
he's got a long line of people.
Do it for me.
Why don't we do a whole show next week of people with stories about Iman's butt?
Okay.
Toward him for not personalizing the autograph in the book.
That is amazing, Brian.
Wait, I kind of tuned out a little bit. Wait, what happened after you got to the party and you leaned against the curtain?
He was fondling Iman's butt.
I didn't hear that.
Was, yeah.
You heard that.
And offended Frank McCourt at the same time.
All
right, Brian, thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, if you tuned in.
Can we get a recap before?
I think we don't have time. I think I'd shoot me and Ken. Suicide.
You can drop by Andy's house tonight in Madison, New Jersey, and he will be happy to recap to you live face to face. What street do you live on?
I'll tell you why that's funny. I'll shoot you. I have a gun.
Oh, do you have one of those guns?
I have a drone. I'll shoot you with my drone.
All right, good enough. And, yeah, I did everything while Brian was talking there. So we're good. You stay tuned for Sue Braun and do it for me. And next week, stories about Iman's butt.
Does that recap hotline work for every show all week here at FMU?
Oh, somebody's calling for a recap, but it's too late.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Quick, give them a recap.
Okay. Hey, when did you tune in?
Oh, damn.
That would have been great. All right, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Do it for me. Do it, do it, do it, do it. 201-536-9368. Not the number that you called before. Trying to get through. This is a new number. It's cleared for you. 201-536-9368. Welcome to the program. This is Do It For Me. My name is Sue Braun. And I am joined by my very special guests who don't have keys to WFMU and will remain that way until they pass a very, very rigorous probation period. I'd like to introduce Technocrat Leech.
Hey there.
Technocrat Leech is our video master slash monster. And he is running the video that is appearing on WFMU's Ustream page. Maybe even on our home page, but maybe not yet. Most importantly, go to playlist and comments and you can see it, you streaming there. Lee has been given the charge of tickling your retinas with incredible visual images.
And also, probably your vision will increase in quality. I'm trying to go for full 20/20 on your vision, but...
Is this part of your process? Can you talk about your process?
It involves lasers. It involves lasers and dangerous radiation.
Gotcha. All the things that are new technology to WFMU, we are trying to single-handedly advance WFMU's initiative of listener mass poisoning. Sort of a Jonestown philosophy. To Leech's right is the inimitable Ian Jackhammer Trauma. Ian?
Hey, so.
How you doing this week, Ian?
I'm good. I got a black cloud over me, but I'm bouncing back.
A black cloud?
Black cloud.
Black cloud?
Black cloud.
Black cloud.
I think.
Okay.
I'm getting better at... See, he's good at vision. I'm getting better at speech.
We're working through it, the whole speech thing.
I'm getting faster,
yep.
I think.
All right, who put on 10 pounds over the holidays? Anybody? Raise your hand. No. Anybody? Yes? Leech and Ian. Ian, you have not gained a single ounce.
Damn.
Though Ian was talking about his past as a track star and athlete. I was looking at his legs going, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see the reach.
The fast twitch muscle.
The gait, the gap between his feet when he's running is much.
A long stride.
He's got a long stride. Were you a cross country guy?
I was actually. Yeah.
Yeah. You definitely fit that. I'm more of a sprinter. Like I can run, outrun you. Like, you know, we get started those first like 10 steps. I'm like way ahead of you, and then I'm
yeah
gone,
hey, the,
down.
The police come and I'll beat you.
Lee,
I was gonna say I'm more of a huffer and puffer.
Oh, I know about the huffing part. I didn't know about the puffing part.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's why I'm like this today.
Is that a New Year's resolution right there?
Less huffing, more puffing.
I don't think either one is particularly healthy.
Pick your poison, you know? Pick your poison.
Popcorn lung.
I want to talk about when we have our team meeting after the show. I want to talk about dedicating an entire program to passive-aggressive radio. Which it would include storming out in a huff.
Ugh.
You know, just huff reminded me of that. So, like, maybe a whole hour of sort of not naming names, but just being really angry and snarky and just doing, like, a whole hour to, like, all our exes and all the members of our family who
no
pissed
dad,
us off.
What about you?
Right. And, not even naming your dad. Just what about you?
Oh, just Breakfast Club. I appreciate that film.
Sure. So I think we could come up between three of us 1 hour of.
That's it?
That's it. I know. I can fill 3 hours of. Because I've spent the last 2015 taking the totally not being passive aggressive because I just feel like let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk.
That's a great idea.
Let's break a chicken bone, the wishbone, put our pinkies together, and let's break that bone and have that conversation. You know what I'm saying?
I smell you stepping in.
Nick the Bard will be joining us in the phone room. Nick, I left you a sandwich, part of a sandwich. Well,
better enjoy it.
Yep. And some...